few announcements before the homily. Reminder that those who are able to receive the anointing of the sick are those who are over the age of 65. If you're preparing for surgery, especially with general anesthesia, or if you have a serious illness, you are welcome to approach in order to receive the sacrament. I remind you that we'll just do it as we do for the center aisle for Holy Communion. You just come observing the social distancing, and I ask that you hold your palms up, your forehead and your palms to be anointed. I will be wearing a mask. You are free to wear a mask if you prefer for the anointing. And again, that'll just be for those under those circumstances, 65 years and older, surgery, or serious illness. Remind you, at the end of Mass, we have our novena to St. Gianna. At the beginning of that novena, we pray for all of our medical personnel, the doctors, the nurses, the therapists, the specialists, all those people who keep us healthy, right? We pray for them. At the end of the novena, we get to place our own personal intentions. So I hope you can stay for that novena to St. Gianna. And then lastly, those of you who are able, I do ask if you can stay to help us wipe and clean the pews. I know some of you cannot and should not. Please head home. But those of you who are able, who are of healthier stature, perhaps you can help us. It doesn't take very long. We just have to wipe down the pews and so on after all of our public masses. So if you can stay, please join us in the narthex after Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So when I was in the seminary, there was this old priest who was living in the house, and periodically he would need help clipping his toenails, and it would go on a rotation. I know this might sound crazy, but seminarians love to sit literally at the feet of older priests, because in the seminary you are taught from biblical wisdom to seek wisdom from your elders. The scriptures tell young people that especially. Do not attempt to teach your seniors, your elders. Rather sit at their feet and learn from their wisdom. So actually seminarians would compete to help this old priest, just to talk to him. So on one occasion, I was the one helping him, and I asked him, "Father, why did you become a priest?" And I thought I was going to hear some great dramatic story or these narratives, you know, that everyone loves to tell. Tell me your vocation story. Oh, let me about tell you about the twists and turns and all. So I asked him, I said, "Father, why did you become a priest?" And he said, "Because I didn't want to go to hell." Okay. I wanted to save my soul. God called, and I knew I had to say yes. I was like, well, I guess that was that, you know? Next subject, huh? But he definitely was emphasizing something that, unfortunately, Western Christianity more and more covers over with a whole aspect, a whole covering of denial, of forgetfulness. People can oftentimes be caught off guard when they read the scriptures and suddenly realize how vehement the Lord was about the opportunity for salvation and how fragile our salvation is. Oftentimes if people read the lives of the saints, of Faustina or Padre Pio or the other great ones, they're almost startled because we've been in this kind of state of denial in the West. They're caught off guard when these holy ones describe the utter need they have for God's mercy and grace, and they are fearful that they might actually go to hell. St. Paul, going back to the scriptures, this is the apostle of the Gentiles. He says clearly, "I work out my salvation in fear and trembling," praying for salvation. And this continues into the early church. I've preached before, it's good to be reminded, even if it might startle us a little bit, that all of the early teachers of our faith, all the early fathers, believed that the vast majority of the human family was going to hell. That the elect would be a small group that truly sought to allow grace to work, to live their lives as an oblation, to follow his most excellent way of love. Now, perhaps they were on the other extreme, right? But it's worth reminding ourselves, there is no guarantee of salvation. We are ultimately saved by our hope in Jesus Christ, that the life we live will be sufficient. And I'll tell you the thing that oftentimes literally scares the hell out of me, right, are the sins of omission. Right? Those are the ones that can get you, right? Because we're so worried about the sins of commission. But then suddenly oh my goodness, what have I done to serve the poor? What have I done to go the extra mile for my neighbor? It's the ones of omission we have to be attentive to. Remember the rich man in the story with Lazarus. His sins of omission merited him hell. We have to be very attentive. Following the Lord Jesus means every day we seek, how can I once again live my life as an oblation? How can I once again give all that I am in order to follow him? Dear friends, this desire is what we call in our spiritual tradition the grace of final perseverance. It's an important petition. In fact, it's so important that we even teach 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds and 7-year-olds from the very beginning of their consciousness to pray for this grace. In the second part of the Hail Mary, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. That's petitioning the grace of final perseverance. When the time comes and we have to stand for a particular judgment, Lord, let us be ready. And the Lord will tell us it will come as a thief in the night, and we must be prepared. The Lord will tell us, be alert, stay awake, because the devil roars like a lion looking for someone to devour. We must be attentive. Now, this is not meant to scare us. This is reality. This is biblical Christianity, folks. Huh? And oftentimes, again, we've so disguised that we've turned Jesus into this hippie. Huh? We've turned everything into this very positive aspect, some of which is good. We don't want to go to either extreme. But we also have to realize how fallen we really are, inclined to selfishness, self-pity, entitlement, and how in great need we are of God's grace to transform us, to change us. St. Paul will say, to allow for the renewal of our minds. It's because of the grace of final perseverance that Mother Church has held in her treasury great gifts given by our Lord, our Lady, and by many saints. One such treasure in the treasury of Mother Church is the devotion of the 5 first Saturdays. I mentioned that Our Lady referenced these to the children in 1917, but they didn't know what she was talking about. She came back in 1925 and visited St. Lucia, and she explained very clearly what had to be done. She said, I will make sure that the soul who honors me on the 5 first Saturdays will have the grace of final perseverance. And what do these first Saturdays look like? Incidentally, this is why we have the healing mass on first Saturday. Right? What does the first Saturday look like? It means we attend mass and receive Holy Communion in a worthy manner. We go to confession. We pray one full rosary, 5 mysteries. And we spend 15 minutes in meditation on the mysteries of the rosary. 4 tasks that must be accomplished. Confession, you have 8 days before or after. There's some flexibility, right? But we do this for 5 first Saturdays. Why 5? Because our Lord bore 5 wounds on his flesh for our salvation, and Our Lady receives 5 blasphemies from the fallen ones of this world. They mock her Immaculate Conception. They mock her virginity. They mock her motherhood. They teach others, especially children, to mock her, and they mock sacred images of her. The 5 offenses, the 5 blasphemies committed against Our Lady. And so we come this first Saturday in order to make reparation for the sins of the human family against our Lord and Our Lady. And we intercede through her Immaculate Heart for that grace of final perseverance. Dear friends, I don't tell you this to scare you, but simply to let you know the reality and the fragility of what is before us, that you might not falsely assume that something is guaranteed when no guarantee has been promised. We walk by faith, and please God, one day we will be saved by hope. The Church provides us with all of these resources, these various sacramentals and devotions, in order to sustain us and help us. These 5 first Saturdays directly from Our Lady are one of those helps. I'm very happy that today you have your first of what I pray will be 5 first Saturdays, because I hope I get to heaven. And I sincerely pray that all of you will be in heaven with me. And these 5 first Saturdays, they're real. Regrettably, because of the seal of the confessional, I can't tell you of powerful stories of how these 5 first Saturdays were fulfilled in the lives of many. People far from the Lord, who maybe did these 5 first Saturdays as children in Catholic school. The good sisters made them do the 5 first Saturdays. And God fulfilled his promise. And in a shocking manner, gave the final grace of perseverance. So today, dear friends, make sure that if you haven't gone to confession within 8 days, that you get to confession within the next week. Make sure you pray one rosary. And make sure you find that 15 minutes to reflect on the mysteries of the rosary. This will benefit you not only now by receiving the grace to live the Christian way of life, but also by ensuring that you have the grace of final perseverance. I don't know why any souls end up in hell, because they're so obstinate, so skeptical, so suspicious, so fallen, so hardened. I can't understand that, because the Lord has given us so much, the power of the sacraments, and Mother Church holds all these other treasures, these sacramentals, these devotions, in order to help us to get into heaven. I suspect the reason why most people end up in hell is because they think they're not going to get there, that they're okay, they're going to be all right, and then they wake up in hell. Do you realize, dear friends, hell is forever, forever. It never ends. Total, infinite separation from God. It's so terrible that the Son of God left the divinity in order to come among us, to bear torture and his passion, to allow himself to die, to rise on the third day, that we might be saved. I encourage you, fan into flame the graces of his salvation and use all the means given to us by our Lord and his church in order to save your soul in Christ, that together we might be with him forever in heaven.